two introductory shiurim to Inyanei Kachim. Much of Pesachim is all about the Korban Pesach. All the Korbanos are divided into two categories. The Chumash says Sama Kachi Kachim and Sama Kachim Kalim. What are the differences, halacha lemaisa, between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim? So the Mokam HaShchita is different. Shchitas HaMatzofen. Most people are righties, so the right hand of the Azara is more important than the left side of the Azara. It has more Kedusha. So Kachi Kachim, Shchitas HaMatzofen. The Kibbul Dam and B'chli Shari is Matzofen. The Shchita and the Kabbalah Saddam have to take place B'tzofen. The right hand side of the Azara, there are different opinions in the Tanoim. How much of the right-hand side of the Azara? So there's one opinion, only Keneged the Mizbeach, and they write, when you're looking straight ahead, that's west, the Beis HaMikdash. You know, when we daven, we face east because we're facing Eretz Yisrael. But when you stand in the Beis HaMikdash, you're facing west, so the right-hand side is Tzofen. So Shchitas Matzofen means the right-hand side of the Azara. So one opinion, only Keneged the Mizbeach, till the Tzofen, and the other opinion is from there till straight ahead. The third opinion is the whole Tzofen, the whole section, the right-hand side of the Azar. What else is the difference? Who eats the Kotche Kotchim? Only Kohanim, only Zichre Kohuna eat the Kotche Kotchim. Kotchim Kalim can be eaten by any Jewish person who is Tohar. Kotche Kotchim have to be eaten by Zichre Kohuna. Even a Baskoin is not allowed to eat. What else? The Mokam of the whole carbon is the Azar. If you take the carbon out of the Azar, it's Nifsal B'yotze. Even if you bring it back in, it'll be Nifsal B'yotze. The Mokam Achila of Kochim Kalim is the whole Yerushalayim. Rabbi Hirsch points out, Rabbi Samson Hirsch points out in one of his essays in Chorev that the more holy the issue is, the item is, so the more sensitive it is, time sensitive it is. It'll be Nifsal Belina earlier and Nifsal B'yotze. It'll be Nifsal B'yotze Kochim Kochim if you take that out of the Azara. And it'll be Nifsal Belina if you leave it. Kochi Kochim is only, let's say I bring an Oila today. which Karbonis are Kochi Kochim, which are Kochim Kalim? So Oila and Chatas and Osham and all Menachas are all Kochi Kochim. In Kochim Kalim, you have a few. You have a Korban Pesach, and you have a Pchor, a Meiser, and Shlomim, and Toida. Toida is barely a branch of Shlomim, the Gemara says. The Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Seder Kochim, that basically all the Kochim Kalim are one. That's a Chiddush. Everything is basically a branch of Shlomim. That doesn't say in the Gemara. Gemara just says that a Toida, Zevach Toida Shlomav, the Chumash calls it. Toida Shlomim, it's a branch of Shlomim. The Rambam writes all Kochim Kalim. He has a din based on that. All Kochim Kalim is basically Shlomim. The Gemara learns that. The Mishnah in Shkolim quotes Zum Medrash Dorish Yehoyod HaKoin. Yehoyod HaKoin was a Koin Gadol in the days of the Bais Rishon. There's a Haftarah Parshas Shkolim. It's about the Medrash Yehoyod HaKoin. He came up with a Chiddush. Let's say you have Moshe Pesach. I set aside $200 to buy a Korban Pesach. I come to Yerushalayim. I buy a Korban Pesach for $100. So what do I do with the leftover $100? Well, let's say I set aside two Korbanos, two animals for Korban Pesach. In case one gets lost, I'll bring the other one. Nothing got lost, and I have two. So you can't bring two. You can only bring one. So the one that you brought is Korev L'Shem Pesach. Then the other one is Maisa Pesach Korev Shlomim. Leftover money from a Korban Pesach or leftover animal that was a Korban Pesach becomes a shlamim. That's a shaila in the Gemara. Does it become automatically a shlamim? Or you have to shecht it. You need akira. You have to be oikirit. You have to shecht it l'shem shlamim. Or it becomes automatically a shlamim, even if you didn't have in mind anything. You just shechted it some other time other than Erev Pesach. It becomes automatically a shlamim. So there are dinim that the Rambam based this idea on dinim in the Gemara that basically all kachim kalim are called mishlamim. But not necessarily, because the din is, let's say I set aside $200 to buy korban chatos. I come to Yerushalayim. I succeed in getting a chatos for $100. So what do I do with the leftover $100? So the Mishnah in Shkolim says this din that I'm saying now, Moshe, Pes, Moisa Chatas Korev Oila, this was Medrash Darsh Yehoyad HaKoyin. Yehoyad HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol and Bais Rishon Pir, he's the one who darshan this din. It's not Halacha Moshe Messina, it's derived from the Psukim. We have very little indication of development of Torah Shebaal Peh before the days of the Bais Sheni. Ezra came, he put together the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, they put together the whole Torah Shebaal Peh the way we know it today. All the Mishnais and all the Dinim, they and told us for Nezikin and Ovis and told us for Shabbos and all the whole system of Halacha, as we know it, is from the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. We don't know, and then you have all the Tanoim with the Bais Sheni and after the Churban Bais Sheni. We have very little that we heard from the Bais Rishon that they were developing Torah Shebaal Peh. But this is one of the few dinim. This din, the second din. The first din is learned out from a pasuk, Moshe Pesach Korev Shlomim. But Moshe Chatos Korev Oilo, that's Medrash Dorish Yehoyad HaKoyin. So does that mean that basically every Chatos is basically an Oilo? I don't think so. No, that's a din. If you have money left over from a Chatos, I set aside $200. And then I set aside two karbonas for a chatas, l'achrais, in case one gets lost. I'll have the other one, then nothing got lost, and I was makriv one, the shame chatas. So what do we do with the leftover chatas, or the leftover money? So that's the Medrash Darsh Yehoyad HaKoyin that the Mishnah quotes in Shkolim, that moisa chatas korev oli, makriv it is a korban oil. That it's not only a din of moisa chatas, a din, let's say, a mincha also, the money left over, if any, the... And there's a Sefer Migdash David, fantastic Sefer Migdash David. Rab David Rappaport was a single fellow. He learned in Slabotka, and he was a descendant of Rabbi Kiveger. So he published a Sefer Tzemach David, Oris and Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, because he was a descendant of Rabbi Kiveger. His father's name, Migdash David's father, was Akiva Rappaport, named after Rabbi Kiveger. So the son, Rab David Rappaport, put out a sefer, Tzemach David, Ha'oris on Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, a very fantastic sefer. Rabbi Chana Vassman was so taken by the sefer, he invited him to be the top Rosh Yeshiva on top of him, higher than him in his yeshiva, in Baranovich. Then when he came to Baranovich, so he was very surprised to find that number one, he was single. He wasn't married yet. He was a bacher. The chief Rosh Yeshiva is a bacher. And number two, he stuttered so terribly, they didn't understand what language he was speaking. He was good for writing. He wrote fantastic, he wrote beautiful svar, but he could. So he didn't know what to do. Rabbi Chana Basman didn't know what to do. So he went and he discussed it with Rabbi Chaim Moshe, his brother-in-law. Chaim Moshe's first wife was a granddaughter of Rabbi Sol Salanter. When he got engaged, Rabbi Sol Salanter was still alive and he corresponded and he passed away. But then she died young, and then his second wife, the second wife of Rab Chaim Moshe, was the daughter of the rabbi from Shavel, Rab Meir Atlas, and Rab Chana Basman also married a daughter. So they were married to two sisters, and he used to discuss a lot of Rab Chana would discuss a lot of matters with Rab Chaim Moshe. So he went to Vilna especially to ask him, "What do I do? I hired this person to be the top Rosh Yeshiva. I didn't realize, number one, he's single, and number two, he stutters terribly. What am I going to do?" So he said, about being single, he'll probably get married one of these days. Okay. He did. He did get married. And then what happened was that he ran away from, they all ran away from the Nazis, and they had a, and he was in Siberia for part of the time. So when he told all the people that they should eat the food, even though the food was treif, it's a suffix, you have to eat the food, but he didn't want to eat it. He knew he was going to die from malnutrition. He just couldn't get himself to eat the treif of food, so he died from malnutrition. And then he wanted that his wife shouldn't be an aguna, so when he was about to die, so he asked that he wanted a few people to be witnesses that when he dies and when they bury him, so his wife shouldn't have an asik. So there were Edim, and then his wife had an Asik later. When she came, when she went to Eretz Yisrael, there was an Asik. But then finally, they allowed her to remarry. Anyway, so this is Rab David Rappaport. So the first Sefer that he wrote was Ha'oris and Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger. That's known as Tzemach David. And then he writes, he learned in Slabodka, and they were learning Kachim, and that was for many centuries. Nobody was learning Kachim. It was like a meis mitzvah. That's what the Sefer Hasidim writes. Just like there's a mitzvah to deal with a meis mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, to learn Kachim and to learn Moed Katan and to Hilchos Avelos, because no one ever learns those prokim. Everybody stays away from that. So in Slabodka, they started, in Valozhin, they learned everything. They learned from Brochus to Nida, then they went through everything. But in Slabodka, they had a group who were learning Kachim. So he said they couldn't figure out what's going on there. What are the klolim? What are the protim? What's going on? And the klal was everyone had to write whatever they were mechadish. So that was the mechayiv. So he wrote long essays, like encyclopedic essays, where he quotes all the ikorim. He puts everything in order and kachim is fantastic. And usually when he has something good, so the Chazanish and the Briskerov and the Keren Ora, everybody says, and the Sfasem, usually everybody says the same thing. Once in a while they have a machloikas, but everybody quotes all the sources. Anyway, so that's Rab David Rappaport points out, not only is there a din, Moiser Chatos Kore Voila, the left, that's Zu Medrish Dorosh Yehoyada, coin the money left over from a Chatos, use it to buy Korban Oila, it's a din by all Kachikachim. The fact that there are chamish chatos hamesos, that's an exception to the rule. Really, a chatush and mesa by le, a chatush and his kappa by le, acheres, and so on, chatush arvush nasa, tmuras chatos, lad chatos, chamish chatos hamesos, the din really should have been, the ikar din should have been karavoylo. So that's halacha l'moshe misina, that is not karavoylo. That's an exception to the rule. And some rishonim hold that exception to the rule only applies to behemoths. Chamish chatos ames only applies to behemoths, doesn't apply the chatos sa'if. Maybe in chatos sa'if, the din is that it's korevoylo. There is such an opinion in the Rishonim, that the exception to the rule was only made by Halacha Moshim Sinai, only has a din of chamish chatos ames is by chatos behema, but chatos sa'if not. So again, so the more mekudah something is, so the more sensitive it is. If you leave it over till tomorrow, let's say you bring a kachu kachim today, today's Sunday, say Sunday and Sunday night. Monday morning is already Nipsa Balina. In the Rabbanon, it's Ad Chatzos. You can't eat it after Kedela Hachi. They said you have to eat it. You have to eat the Kachu Kachem by Chatzos. So that's a Chatos and an Osham. The Kohanim have to eat it. So the Mokam Achila is more restricted, only the Azora. And who eats it is more restricted, only Zichri Kohuna. And the Zmanho Achila is more restricted. The Kachu Kachim, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off what in his opinion are the Taryag Mitzvah. The Rambam only has a mitzvah that Kohanim should eat Kachu Kachim. The fact that the Israelim eat the Kachim Kalim, it's mutter to eat it. And there's a din lo sasirim emena, you shouldn't leave it over. If you leave it over, it'll be nipsal belina. But let's say you bring a shlamim. So shlamim is nechle shneyamim v'lay lecha. Today, bring a shlamim today on Sunday. So you can eat the shlam today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkia. If you leave it over till after the shkia, then it'll be nipsal. But so you have to eat it, that it shouldn't become pasul. But the Rambam holds that that's not a mitzvah. He says the mitzvah of eating karbonis only applies to kachu kachim, where the kohanim eat it. The Gemara has an expression, kohanim oichlim, or Baila Miskaprim. That's only by Kachu Kachim. The Kohanim eat, and it's like an Avoida. The Kohanim have to eat in the Zichri Kuhuna. Akrovus HaKarbonis has to be only done by Zichri Kuhuna. A Bas Koyin can't be Makriv Karbonis. The eating of the Kachu Kachim is also like an Avoida. It has to be done by Zichri Kuhuna in the Azorah. Kohanim Echlim and Baila Miskaprim. There's Taka Machloikis HaRishonim on that. There's such a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, or Pei Tes Amar Aleph, where the Gemara, the Rashbo there quotes the Girsas HaGa'inim, that if somebody brings a korban, let's say Chatos, and the Besar HaChatos is sitting there, so the Gemara says, if the Besar HaChatos is Nitma, or Sha'avad, it becomes Tomei, or gets lost, so the Kohanim can't eat it, so the Gemara says, the korban is Kosher B'dieved. If nitmu or nevdu, so then achila sa'achatas is not miyakeh. But what if it's not nitmu or nevdu? What if the b'sar achatas is sitting there in the azara? It's tahor and it's not. It wasn't nitmu, and it didn't get lost, and the Kohanim just didn't eat it. And then they waited till after Chatzos, and he can't eat it. So the Goyim had the Girsa in the Gemara that you're not Yotze the carbon. If the Basar is there and there's a mitzvah to eat it, they're Kohanim who can eat it, and they didn't eat it, then the Bala carbon has to bring the carbon all over again. It's Ma'akid B'diyevit. The other Rishonim hold there is no such thing. If Nitmosha Avdu, it's not Mi'akev. So even if it's not Nitmosha Avad, it means the Achilu is not Mi'akev. But the Goyim had that Girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses a certain issue there. So the Goyim had the Girsa in the Gemara that you're not Yotze. So again, the Mokam Achilu is more restricted. Not only Mokam Achilu. Let's say a Murim of Kochim Kalim, you bring a Shlamim or a Toida, whatever, Pesach, the Emurim of Kochim Kalim, which is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, has a din of kochi kochim, has a din like kochi kochim, because it's more mekudish than the rest of the basar. The besar ha-pesach is kochim kalim, but the emurim of the pesach are kochi kochim. So if you take the emurim out of the azari, even if you bring it back in, it's nifsal b'yotze, then you can't be makterid on the mizbeach. The makam of the korban, every korban has a zman and a makam. So the makam of the kochi kochim is more restricted only azara, and this man is more restricted only Yom Ha'Layla, Midirabbana, not Chatzos, Minatora, until Alos HaShachar. And the Oichlim is more restricted only Zichri Kuhunim. And Shchitosim HaTzofen. Yeah. Therefore, when it says, Nefesh Kisim Amal, V'chotu Bishgoga Mikotche Hashem, and in the middle of Parshas Vayikra, has the din of Korban Me'ilah. So it says, if a person violates the din me'ilav, he's not in the kotche Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah me'ilah, kotchem ham yuchadim l'Hashem. What a kotchem ham yuchadim l'Hashem? Kotche kotchem. So the din of me'ilah only applies to kotche kotchem. In kotchem kalim, it's not kotche Hashem. It's a lower level. It's korbanos, but it's not kotche Hashem. So there's no din of me'ilah. The Mishnah says kotchem. There's an expression that appears quite a few times. The Mishnah is me'ilah, that something is leinanim v'leimoylim. You're not allowed to get hanah from it, but if you did get hanah b'dieved, the parsha of me'ilah will not apply. What's the parsha of me'ilah? That a person who is moil behegdish has to give kerem v'chaymesh. Let's say he ate besar kochim. So this besar kochim, this piece of meat, would sell for $10, and he ate it. So he has to give $10, and then he has to give chaymesh. Chaymesh means an additional 25%. We wouldn't. That's not the way we speak today. That's when you give, let's say the steak that I ate was worth $10. So I have to give cash $12.50. So the $2.50 that I add, when I add it, after I add it, it's one fifth of $12.50. So we wouldn't call that you add on a chomesh, you add on a quarter, not you add on a fifth. But that's what the Tanakh. In Chumash, when it says Yemosif Chamishisu Yosifal, it means 25%. Doesn't mean 20%. Yeah. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Rashba at the end of the second parak in Kedushin quotes this big machlokes of Rishonim when the Mishnah has the expression by Kochim Kalim Lo Nehenim Lo Moilim. Let's say there's a korban shlamim. You're not allowed to get hanoah from it. Let's say other than I'm going to ride on the korban. I have a korban shlamim, and I don't live in Yerushalayim. I'm going to ride on the animal to get to Yerushalayim. So you're not allowed to. You're moil behegdish. So that iser that you're not allowed to be nana from kachim kalim is that an iser deraisa or is that an iser derabban? So that's a major machlokes harishonim, which has quite a few ramifications. Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim felt that that's inconceivable. Half of the Rishonim hold like this, but Rab Chaim felt it's inconceivable to say that Leinanim is only Midirabban. He said, for sure it's an Issa Deraisa. Leimayalim, the din is that if you're Nenim in a Hegdish, you have to give Kerem Bechaimish, and it's Yotze Lechulin. That's how the Gemara says, Nefesh Kisim al Mal, Emeilu alishina Rishush, and Emar, Isha Kisista by Parsha Saita. And Parsha Snasa, it says, if a woman becomes a Saita, Mo'al Amal B'Isha. What does it mean, Mo'al Amal B'Isha? She went shini v'shus. She went to someone other. She had an affair with somebody other than her husband. So just like by the Saita, mo'al amal b'isha means shini v'shus, so too nefesh kisim amal v'chot b'shgog mikot she'ashem implies shini v'shus. And based on that connotation, that the word me'ilah means shini v'shus, we have established this din in Mishnayis Me'ila, Masechas Me'ila, that once you're moil behegdish, the hegdish is yotze lechulin. It's only yotze lechulin if it's such a hegdish that lends itself to pidyon. That's the klal in the Mishnah. Let's say you have an animal. What lends itself to pidyon? It's a person sets aside $200 to buy a korban oilo. So the money only has kedushas damim la mizbeach. This kedusha is better kabayis. Money goes for fixing up the building, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. They need buildings and they need chairs for people to sit. You can't sit in the Azara, but you can sit in the Harabayis. And they need bathrooms and they need places to wash hands. They need whatever a public building needs. Beis HaMikdash needs a lot. They have to have they need a lot of things. So all the money for Berek HaBayis goes for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's Kodesh HaMizbeach. But in Kodesh HaMizbeach, there are two levels. Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach and Kedushas Haguf LaMizbeach. So if you're Magdish a Korban, Harezah Shlamim, Harezah Oila, Harezah Chatos, when you make the Kedushas Peh, it already has Kedushas Haguf LaMizbeach. It's not Nifsal B'Yotze yet. Let's say I was Magdish an animal in New York, then I have to transport it to Eretz Yisrael. You don't say it's Nifsal B'Yotze because it's outside of the Azor. Only become Nifsal B'Yotze or outside of Yerushalayim if it's Kochim Kalim, if you take it out of Yerushalayim. If it's Kochim, take it out of the Azor. The Mokum by Kochim is more restricted. The Mokum, every Korban has his man and a Mokum. So the Mokum of Kochim is the Azor. The Mokum of Kochim Kalim is Yerushalayim. So the din that if you take it out of the Azara, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotze, that's only after Shechita. Before Shechita, it's not Nifsal B'Yotze. So you may present it like this, that's the Markevus HaMishnah, coined this expression. When you make Kedusha Speh on Korbanus Behema or Oif, so it gets right away Kedusha Haguf LaMizbeach, but it doesn't get the Kedusha Korban yet until you do the Avodah Rishayna. The Avodah Rishayna is the Shechita. Before Avodah Rishayna, it's not yet Nifsal B'Yotze. So what about Menachas and Nesachim? Menachas are Kochi Kochim, but there's the name of the Perek in the end of Menachas. That's called HaMenachas V'Hanesachim. So the Mishnah says, Menachas and Nesachim, I set aside a sack of flour. I want to bring it as a Korban Mincha. I set aside a bottle of wine. I want to bring it as a Korban Nisach HaYayin. Usually have Menachas and Menachim. The mincha in the nesachim comes in conjunction with a carbon. I bring a carbon of a behema, then in conjunction, tmidim, umasafim, and a yochid brings, so you bring menachas and nesachim in conjunction. But there's such a thing as a carbon mincha, bifnei atzma, and a carbon nesachim. I donate a bottle of wine and they pour the wine. That's the question. Where do you pour the wine? When you bring the wine in conjunction with a carbon of a behema, then you pour the wine down the pipes, the shisin and the mizbech. If you bring a whole carbon of wine, so that's a discussion in the Gemara and Zvachim. Don't a carbon, you have to burn something on the fire that the spoke should go up to the sky as if it's being delivered emil lashamayim. The sky is not the same thing as the heaven, but the idea behind having a carbon and the smoke going up is as if you're sending the carbon lashamayim. That's what's supposed to represent that idea. So the so the din is hamenachas. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. A misnat of yain. A person donates a korban of wine. Maybe you have to sprinkle the wine on the fire and have the fire on the eish hamizbeach cause it to evaporate, and then the smoke will go up to heaven. Maybe only pour down the shisin if it's nisach hayain in conjunction with a korban, and the korban had the emurim burnt on the mizbeach. But if it's not in conjunction with another carbon, the whole carbon is the nisach hayayin, maybe then you don't pour it down the pipes. Maybe you pour it on top of the fire. But the Gemara says, then you have to be careful because there's a law. Not allowed to be mechaber the eish. Not only if you extinguish the flame completely, you're going to pour the water on top of the fire in one area, the rest of the flame is going to be burning well on top of the mizbech, but you're going to extinguish miktsas min ha'eish. You're also in violation of a din. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Maybe you should sprinkle it. Mezafal gabahishim. Maybe you should sprinkle it lightly. It may not cause kibi ha'esh, but that'll be a dovashen and miskabin. So if you hold l'halocha, that's how we pass on the Reb Shimon. Dovashen and miskabin is mutter. So then mezafal, a misnat of yayim, mevi a mezafal gabahishim. The Gemara says, if the din would be like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dobshenim is kaven is osir because feka deraisa lechumra, then you cannot be mizalef the yayin al gabi huishim. You may extinguish the flame. So then you have no choice. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says Dobshenim is kaven osir. So when you want to donate a korban of wine, you can't pour it on the fire. You may extinguish the fire. So then you have to assume that you pour it down the pipes. The same is if the minchasim and his kemet come in conjunction with a korban of an animal. But we're talking if the yain is hamisnat of yain, the whole korban consists of yain. So then the Gemara says maybe this would depend on the machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, whether dovish and miskabim mutar rasa. What should you do? Sechel dictates you order. If you bring a korban, you have to burn something on the mizbech. So you should say you should have to sprinkle it on top of the fire. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So again, these are the this kotcher mizbech and this kotcher berak habayis. So in kotcher mizbech, if you donate behema and oif, you say hareza chatas hareza oila gets right away kedushas agufla mizbech. But kol man it's alive, it doesn't yet have a kedushas korban. Only after the shechita, then it gets a kedushas korban. That's why we paskin balechayim made in nidochim. Balechayim, if it's a live animal, I didn't do the avodah rishon of shechita yet. The dalal avodah is that a ma'akev a shechita kabbalah hiloch azrika. So the first avodah is shechita. So before the shechita, the animal or the oif or the behemah only has a kedushas aguflam mizbech. Doesn't have kedushas korban. So the psul of yotze can't set in. But after the shechita, after avodah rishon, then it can be nipsal b'yotze. Same by a mincha, let's say. So a mincha, if I designate a sack of flour to be a korban mincha or a bottle of wine to be the korban nisochim, the Mishnah says it only gets a kedushas damim lamizbech, and it still lends itself to pidyon. When does it get the kedushas aguf? Kedushas aguf no longer lends itself to pidyon. So that's the Mishnah. Hamenachas vansochim, at the end of Menachas, that's the name of the pair. Hamenachas vansochim, mishikitcha bikli. You have to put the flour in a klishore, so you have to put the wine in a klishore. Then it gets a kedusha aguf lamizbech, but it doesn't yet have the kedushas korban until you're going to do the kmitza. The kmitza is the avodah rishonah by a mincha, and just like there are four the dalar avodas hadam on a normal korban behema, the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So there's a gemara at the beginning. The gemara at the beginning of the second parak and soita quotes a tosefta. That, and there's a long Rashi there on the first Amid base in the second Perek in Soita, that the Dalar Avoidas of Dam by Korbanas have a parallel. There are Dalar Avoidas by a Mincha that are Ma'akev. So the first, you have to put it in a Klisharis before you begin. Putting in a Klisharis gives it the Kedusha Guflam is Bech. When you made the Kedusha Speh, Hareza Le Mincha, Hareza Le Nesech, it only gets a Kedusha Zdamim Lam is Bech. It still lends itself to Pidyon. But when you do that, Avodah Rishonah of Kmitza, so Kmitza is parallel to Shechita. In what way is Kmitza parallel to Shechita? Shechita, you're killing an animal. Kmitza, you're not killing. So Rashi says the definition of Shechita by Chulin is how you're supposed to kill the animal. Definition of shechita by kochim is not how you're supposed to kill the animal. Definition of shechita is you mevarer the chelek avoya. You want to shech the animal in such a way to take the dam for the purpose of zrika. The rest of the animal is going to be burnt. The rest of the animal, part of it is going to be eaten. Part of it is going to be burnt, the yemurim. But the dam is going to be nizrak ala mizbech. The dalar avoydus hadam al miyakev. Shechita kabbalah haloch hazriko. So kmitze is also the same. You're mevarech chelek avoya. You're going to be makta the kaimitz. Just like you're going to be zorek the dam, you're going to be makta the kaimitz. So kmitze is parallel to shechita. Then after you do the shechita, the kohen has to quickly hold the, he has to do shechita is ksher bizar. You don't need a coin to do the shechita. So therefore, let's say a person is a lefty, he can do the shechita with the left arm. You have to do shechita with a strong arm. You can't do shechita with your toes. You have to, it's a live animal, so you have to hold on. So if a person is a righty, it doesn't make sense that he should shecht with his left hand. But strictly speaking, you can shecht with the left hand. Let's say a coin is a lefty, he can't do avoida on korbanos. That's a mishnah. A kohen is a lefty, can't do avoda. Rashi has different reasons why, different pshatim and Rashi. One pshat and Rashi is a difficult one. Pashtus is not like this. One pshat and Rashi is that a lefty is considered a balmum. How can you consider a lefty a balmum? It's a pella. And then there's a din in the ksubis. Whatever is considered a balmum for kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash is considered a balas mum. If you married a girl and you didn't know that she had that mum, so you can back out from the shidduch. and you don't have to pay a ksuba because the girl fooled you. So if you marry a girl, she turns out to be a lefty. So it's a kedusha tois. And the get, they may only be, according to one opinion, the get is only lechumra, midirabbanon, or a safek. And you don't have to pay ksuba. How can you say such a thing? A lefty is a boma. That's a difficult pshat in Rashi. Pashtus is a different reason. It's a different reason. It's not shava bizarre shalara. A lefty is irregular, a little bit irregular. But it's not that it's a that pshat in Rashi is very difficult, that a lefty is a balmum. So let's say a balmum is allowed to do shchita. You don't even need a kohen to do shchita. A zar can do shchita. So shchita can be done with the left hand. Whether you're a righty or a lefty, you don't need a kohen. You don't need a kosher. Balmum can also do the shchita, but Kabbalah halacha zrik, that has to be done by a kohen. So after the kohen, after whoever does the shchita, a kohen has to hold the klisharis in his right hand, has to be a righty, hold the klisharis in his right hand to do Kabbalah sadam. So since kemitza by a mincha is the parallel of shchita by the karbonis, so right after the shchita, you have to be in the Kabbalah dam and the klisharis. So right after the kohen does kemitza with his right hand, you have to take the kaimitz and put it into a klisharis, kiddush kli. Then you do, just like if you makabal adam, you do haylocha, you bring the dam to the mizbech, say so you need haylocha on the kaimitz. A kohen has to hold the klisharis in his right hand and take it towards the mizbeach in order to do the haktorah. And then just like there's rikas adam on the mizbeach, so too there's haktorah hakaimitz on the mizbech. So that's this long rashi in the first amid base and the second parak in Soita, where the Rashi has this long elaboration on the Tosefta that they quote there, that the Dalar Avodis Hadam by Korbanus have a parallel in the Dalar Avodis by the Mincha. But before you begin to do the first Avoda by the Mincha, first Avoda is the Kmitza, that's parallel to the Shchita. But before you do it, you have to have Hamrachas on Sachim and Shikitsha Bekli. You have to put it in the Klisharis, because Hamrachas and Sachim, if you just make Kedushas Pe, it only has a Kedushas Damim Lamizbech, doesn't have a Kedusha Saguf Lamizbech until after you do the Kiddush Kli. After the Kiddush Kli, then it's like Behemoth that have a Kedusha Skarbin, that you need the Dalar Avoidas. Yeah, the Gemara has a klal. When someone is moil b'kotche kotchim, it's Yotzi L'chulim. When he's moil, there is no din of me'ila b'kotchem kalim. The love of Mila maybe is there, but the din that the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin, you have to give Karim HaChemish, that only applies to Kotche Kotchem. Nefesh Kisim Amal B'chot to be Kotche Hashem. Kotche Hashem is Kotchem Ham Yechorim L'Hashem, only Kotche Kotchem. So the Gemara has a klal, whatever Hegdish lends itself to Pidyon is Yotze L'chulin and Aydei Me'ila. Let's say you have a live animal and it's a Kotche Kotchem, a Chatos. And the fellow lives in Be'er Sheva, and he doesn't want to take the chatas on a wagon. He rides on the chatas to Yerushalayim. So he was moil behegdish. When he's moil behegdish, he has to pay karm v'chaimish, okay. But it's not yotze l'chulin, because since a live animal doesn't lend itself to pidyon, a korban doesn't lend itself to kedush saguf l'mizbech, doesn't lend itself to pinyon, so that's the klal anymore. Whatever hegdish doesn't lend itself to pinyon is not yotze l'chulin on aydei me'ila. There's a famous pshat that it was developed by the author of the Dvar Avram. He was a rabbi in Kovna. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan was a rabbi in Kovna also. He died the late 1800s. But before the Second World War, the rabbi in Kovna had learned the Malozhin by Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. He was from the same family. They were all descendants of Rab Chaim Voloshiner. That's called Beis Harav. The big yichus in Lithuania is, if you're a descendant from the Vilna Gaon, that's not the yichus for some reason or another. Yichus is, those are descendants from Rab Chaim Voloshiner. The Hasidim claim that the reason why that's the yichus, because Rab Chaim Voloshiner refused to sign the cherem against the Hasidim. Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim. They say Rab Chaim Voloshiner didn't sign. So the Hasidim say that's why that became the big yichus. Those who are descendants of Rab Chaim Voloshiner are called Beis Harav. So the Soloveitchik family and others are so the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram is the rabbi in Kovna before the war. He was the rabbi. He died in the Kovna ghetto before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. The health conditions the sanitary conditions were so terrible in the ghetto that a lot of people just died from epidemics. He died from a disease there before they had a chance to kill him. Anyway, he has the new style of tshuvas. He learned by Chaim Soloveitchik. He quotes every so often, and the tshuvas will quote from Chaim Soloveitchik. So he is this is his explanation, that usually pidyon is v'nos na kesev v'kamlo. You have to give hegdish yisyotze l'chulin by making a kinya kesev. I pay the gizbar money, and I'm paid to the hegdish yisyotze l'chulin. Here the Torah imposes if I ride on an animal that belongs to hegdish, the Torah imposes a chiv upon me. I have to pay karen v'chamish even before I give the money. The fact that the Torah imposed a chiv upon me, the chiv serves as the pidyon. So since the chiv is only by kochim, by kochim kalim, there's no din of me'ili, you're not mechuyev to pay. So therefore, the kochim kalim is not yotze l'chulin. But whatever is yotze l'chulin ayde pidyon is yotze l'chulin ayde me'ila, because the chiyev to pay, the karam chaimish, is considered like an act of pidyon. So, and then the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. When you say whatever lends itself to pidyon is yotze l'chulin ayde me'ila, it lends itself to pidyon, let's say, if it only had a kedushas damim lamizbeach. What if it had a kedushas saguf lamizbeach, but it got a mum? Let's say a korban gets a mum kavua. So the Torah said there's a din of pidyon, but that's a different kind of pidyon. If you pay the a korban that had a kedushas saguf lamizbeach and it gets a mum kavua, you pay it. So then it's a special din that. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk in Dvarim, Tizbach v'achalta basa. Gemara says, Tizbach v'lo giza v'achalta v'lo l'klavecha basa v'lo cholov. You have to shecht it like the shor psula hamakdoshim. It has a din of pidyon, but it's not a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. Let's say I set aside $200 to buy a korban. So I can switch the money onto other money. And it's yotze l'chulin, and they pidyon. I can be paid it. When you pay to something that only has kedushas damim, whether kedushas damim or mizbech, kedushas damim the better kabbai, it doesn't make a difference. If all it had was kedushas damim, so then the din is that the hegdush is yotze l'chulin. By if you have kedusha guf lamizbech and it gets a mum kavu, you pay there. It's not a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. It's a pidyon hamatir. The din is now you're allowed to shecht it chutz lamigdush. Chutz lazor, in a tummy bata yachte vechlena katzvi vechayol. A tummy is permitted to eat it, but it's not that the pidyon is mafkir, the kedusha. The pidyon is, it still retains kedusha. The Gemara says if you have psulei hamagadoshim, psulei hamagadoshim means a korban that got a mum kavua, and you were paid it, and now it's yotze l'chulin, so to speak. The Gemara says it's still oisa tamura. If I say on a different bay, Maharezu Tachazu, it's Oysa Tmura even after you were paid there. How can it be Oysa Tmura? The answer is that the pidyon that you do on a psule hamagdoshim, a korban shahumam, with a gets a mum kavua, that you paid there, that's a pidyon hamater. That's not a pidyon hamafkiya kedusha. So and it still has the kedusha. The Gemara says kedusha aguf is not paka. Kedusha aguf remains. So that's a machlokes hatanaim in Maseches Me'ila. It's not in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes machlokes hatanaim, whether if you have psulei hamakdoshim shehumamu, that got a mum, but you weren't paid it yet. So there's still a din of Me'ila. Would it be yotze l'chulin al yidei Me'ila? Because the hegdish is only yotze l'chulin al yidei Me'ila if the nature of the hegdish is such that it lends itself to pidyon. But here it only lends itself to the pidyon hamatir. It doesn't lend itself to the pidyon hamafkia kedusha. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So again, there are dalet avoidus hadam that are ma'ake for sure. The achila, that's the girsus hagoinim, that if the basar is there, it's not nitmo, it's not ovdu, and the karam don't eat it, that you're not yotze, that's an unusual opinion. The girsus hagoinim, that we mentioned before in Yevamos on Daf Peites. But the Pashtus is that the only things that are ma'akev are dalet avodas adam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So again, shchita is ksher bizar, and therefore you don't need yamin. You only need yamin by an avoda, that the avoda has to be done with the right hand of the coin. But shchita doesn't need a coin, and the one who does the shchita doesn't have to stand in the azar. Usually, when a coin is needed to do an avoda, So the Kohen has to stand in the same location where the Korban has to be. So if you have to be Bitzofen, not only the animal should be Bitzofen, the Kohen, who's the person who's doing the Shechita, Shechita lab avodahi. So that's why we don't require that the one doing the avodah has to be Bitzofen. If it would have been an avodah, it would have required that the one who does the Shechita would have to be standing Bitzofen. We don't require that. There's even a machlekes hatanim, does he have to stand in the azara? Most of the tanaim hold he doesn't matter how, he can stand chutz la'azara and stick a knife in, and as long as the animal is in the azara, the one who does the shechita doesn't have to be in the azara. And Taisus points out, even coming to the Tana who disagrees and says that the one who does the shechita has to be in the azara, but he doesn't have to be bitzofen, even if it's a kachikachim, doesn't have to be bitzofen. Does the shechita have to be done with a sakin that's klishares? So Tosus has a diuk from the first Mishnah in his Amakayman. Kochi kochim shchitasim atzofen v'kibuldamim v'klisharis batzofen. Sounds like shchitasim atzofen doesn't say shchitasim v'klisharis. V'kibuldamim v'klisharis batzofen. Kabbalas Adam has to be in a klisharis, and the Kohen has to be bitzofen also. The Kohen that does Kabbalas Adam has to be bitzofen, just like the animal has to be bitzofen. But it sounds like the shchita doesn't need... The Shechita doesn't need a klisharis. Then Tais has another opinion, no. 2 days in Tais, the first Tais is in his Amakayman. The other opinion is no, since there's a Gemara later in Zvachim that says, Sakin Mekadesh, when you shech the animal, that gives a Tosefes Kedusha to the animal, to the korban. Yeah, we said before that before it has Kedusha, Guf Lamizbech, and after Avoid the Rishayna, then it gets a Kedusha's korban. It's a higher, it's a deeper degree of Kedusha. So that's what led one opinion in Tosfos to think that if the sakan is mekadesh, it has to be that the sakan is a klisharis. And the other opinion holds no, that by the rishayna is mekadesh. The shechita is by the rishayna. It doesn't mean the sakan is a klisharis. Then there's a third opinion, the Rambam, that l'chatchila should be, you should do shechita should be with a klisharis, but b'dievet, the shechita is good, even if it's the sakan shalcho. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole shtikdor in the end of his volume on the first Igris Moshe on Arachayim. So at the end, he has a few Ha'aris on Kachim. He speaks about these three different opinions. Yeah, the Gemara points out that Shechitas Kachim is not the same as Shechitas Chum. We said the Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Sota that the role of the Shechit is different. Shechitas Chulin is the way to kill the animal, that it shouldn't be Evim and Achai, shouldn't be Nevela, shouldn't die by itself, and shouldn't be eating it while it's alive. Shechitas Kachim is not really a if you're going to eat it, you have to do the shechita properly. But it's not the role of the shechita by kochim. It's really a barer chelik avoya to separate the dam that's going to be nizrak on the mizbech from the rest of the animal. It's not so much the way to kill the animal. So it's a different definition of shechita. So the Gemara has in Chulin that there's a major difference between shechitas kochim and shechitas chulin. Shechitas kochim misasik is no good. Let's say the one is doing the shechita doesn't realize that it's a korban. He thought it's a behemoth chulin. He didn't realize that it's a korban. Or let's say he takes a knife and he throws it to hit a target, and accidentally it happens to shecht an animal, if such a thing were possible. So by chulin, the din is that it is good. He throws a knife to hit a target, and accidentally it shechts an animal, so the shechita is good, because shechita ain't tzircha kavona. Machlag zatanaim, that's how we pass, because shechita does not need kavona. But shechita's kochim does need kavona. Misasik bekochim is possible. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father, suggested a chiddush, maybe shechita's kochim needs kavona, even kochim shehuma muven iftu, what we call psuli hamugdoshim. A korban gets a mum kavua, and then you poide. A mum kavua doesn't mean that you can't, if you do surgery, you can heal it. Mum kavua means it's not going to get better by itself. Even if you can correct it, if you correct it by the surgery, then it won't be a balmum anymore. But kozman, you didn't correct it, it lends itself to pidyon. If the animal has a mum kavua, which means not going to get better by itself, but it can be straightened out by surgery, so that's a taisus mchoris, that's called a mum kavua. Even though through surgery you can correct it, but you can cause man, you didn't correct it, so it's still considered a balmum, and you can be paid there. So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik got a chiddush. If you had a korban that gets a mum kavua, and then you paid it, it's not really yotze lechulin. The kedusha lo paka b'chdi. It still retains the kedusha, but it's a pigyon hamater. You're allowed to shecht the chutz lazara, and hatami batar yachta bechlenu. Hatami is allowed to eat it, but he thought that it needs a shechita skachim. The shechita b'mesasik would be pasul by psula hamagdoshim. That was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's chiddush. That was a chiddush. The Chafetz Chaim encouraged everyone to learn Seder Kodshim. He felt that Moshiach is on his way. And he wrote a whole kuntras about the significance of learning Kodshim. And he reprinted several svarim. It's called Asif HaZikenim. Asif HaZikenim is the official name of the Shita Mekubetzes. And Bava Kama, Bava Mitzir, Bava Basik, Subis, is called Asif HaZikenim. So the Chafetz Chaim printed several, he printed the Berachas HaZevach and the Tzankadoshim and a few others, a Likud of Samachreinim. Now we don't find it that useful. Once in a long while has. Now we have the Sfasemes and the Briskerov and the Migdash David. We have so many other, Keren Arias, fantastic. We have others for him. But anyway, at that time, the time the Chafetz Chaim printed it, that's all he had on Kodshim. So he wrote a whole essay about the significance of learning Kodshim. So he quotes the Gemara Kol HaLoimed Parshas Oilo Kili Yikriv Oilo. He said this promise only applies, only appears with respect to Karbonus. Let's say a person is in Siberia and he doesn't have matzah and he doesn't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. A person is not well and he can't go to shul and he can't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So would he gain anything by going through Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah? They say Kol HaOisik B'dinei Kriyas HaTorah Kilo Kiyem Mitzvos Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Bezna Tzfat. The Mabit wrote a Sefer Beis HaLakim. Doris HaMech in his Sefer Meshel Chochman Chumash quotes the Beis HaLakim every so often. Now it's been reprinted with Nekudas. It's very easy reading. It's very easy in Hebrew. It has a lot of ideas about Hashkofe, Emunah, very fundamental things about davening, about Emunah, Hashkofe. Very easy reading. So in the Beis HaLakim, he is of the opinion that this applies to all mitzvahs. Whenever a person is unable to fulfill the mitzvah for whatever reason, so let him read the dinim of the mitzvah, malani aleim, kiilu, they did the mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim thinks that it's not correct. He thinks he quotes a lot of Rishayim who say not so. He doesn't even quote them a bit. He just ignores it. He probably knew it, but he just ignores it. And one of the sources that he quotes is a Rashi and Bob Mitzvah around Daf Peheya, so on a Rashi on an Amid base. Rashi writes Talmud Bavli was only worked on the Mesichtas that when they gave Halacha Lamaisa. So that's why there's no Talmud Bavli on Zeroim or on Taharos, because it wasn't Negei and Bavel. There is Yerushalmi on Zeroim, but there's no Bavli, because it wasn't relevant, and even though Chala is relevant, but the rest of Zeroim wasn't relevant, so they didn't work. So how come there's a Talmud Bavli on Kodshim? So Rashi writes, because Kodshim is considered Halacha Lamaisa, Koloisek Parsha Soilu Kilo Hikri Voilu, so Rashi sounds like he holds that it only applies to the Korbanos. That's what the Chafetz Chaim quotes. If it would apply to all the mitzvahs, so there should have been a Talmud Bavli on Zeroim, because since they didn't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs on Kliyos Ba'aretz, at least they should have discovered, they should have discussed all the dinim in Malani Aleim, Kihilo, they were mafresh chumas amaisas. So from the Rashi, you see like this, and he quotes the Chafetz Chaim quotes a lot of Rishonim like that. That Kol HaOisik B'Parsha Soilo Kilo Hikra Voilo is only a din in Korbanos, or there was a Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. I think he was a grandson of the famous Azriel Hildesheimer. He wrote a little sefer about the blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, because there are contradictions between the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, the way it appears in the Mishnayos and in Midas, and the way it appears in Josephus. But there are steris in Josephus Gufa. So he talks about it. It's a thin little sefer. I have a Hebrew book. I think it was translated. I think it probably was written in German. I have it in Hebrew translation. So the Hagdamah, that sefer by Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, he quotes Midrashim with respect to the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. Also, if you live in a generation where you can't fulfill the mitzvah of building beis hamikdash, rasa hamikdash, v'shachante b'secham, so at least study the mishnayos that talk about the measurements of the beis hamikdash, mala ani alem kilu bonum beis hamikdash. So it only applies to karbonis and the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, but it doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Doesn't apply to trumas and maisa. Doesn't apply to shiluach hakan or other things. Only a special din of karbanis. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim encourages everyone to learn. To learn kachim, because it's halacha lemaisa. Okay, Linetta. Next week we'll give a chelik sheni at 2 o'clock. Introductory remarks to the limud of kachim. Have a successful day, and everyone should remain healthy.
Thank you.